Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Jonah as we continue on in our Through the Bible series cover to cover. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Jonah chapter 3, verse 10.
When God saw their deeds, they turned from their wicked way. Then God relented concerning the calamity which He had declared He would bring upon them, and He did not do it.
Corrie Ten Boom was one of the most inspiring people of faith in the past century. She was a Dutch woman who harbored Jews in her home during World War II out of her love for Christ. Corrie was eventually arrested and taken to a concentration camp where she suffered horrible abuse and trauma, even having to witness the death of her sister in the camp. But after the war was over, Corrie refused to allow her heart to harden over by anger or bitterness. Instead, she went around sharing the message of love and forgiveness in Jesus. In her memoir, Corrie writes about a time where she was giving a talk at a church in Munich. Afterwards, a German man came up to her. Corrie immediately recognized him as a German guard from the very concentration camp where she had been. The man told Corrie how he had since become a Christian and wanted to ask for her forgiveness for the things he had done. Corrie says she had actually been preaching that night on forgiveness, but she describes how resistant she was to forgive in that moment when it actually came to putting it in practice. Listen to how she describes her experience. She says, "I stood there, I whose sins had every day to be forgiven and could not. My sister had died in that place. Could he erase her slow and terrible death simply for the asking? It could not have been many seconds that he stood there, hand held out, but to me it seemed hours as I wrestled with the most difficult thing I had ever had to do. What is it that makes it so hard to forgive people who have hurt us? As in Corrie's case, I believe it's often our sense of justice. It doesn't feel right to let wrongs go unpaid for. So how are we to let go of bitterness and forgive people who have hurt us? How are we to have mercy even on our enemies as Jesus commands?" We're going to explore these questions in the book of Jonah. Jonah is an Israelite prophet living in the time before Israel's exile. And in this period of their history, Israel has forgotten its purpose to share God's love with the world. Instead of living as a blessing to the nations, the Israelites are stuck in self-consumption. Despite Israel's state, God calls Jonah to go and preach to the nation of Nineveh. At the time, Nineveh was an enemy of Israel, and their culture was one of horrible brutality and violence. Jonah knows that God is full of compassion and that the Ninevites will be forgiven if they repent and believe. In his disdain for them, Jonah doesn't want to see the Ninevites saved. He wants to see them destroyed. So Jonah decides to run away from God and this assignment by boarding a boat in the opposite direction. But as we'd expect, Jonah cannot outrun God or hinder his mission to pursue the lost. God sends a violent storm while Jonah is on this boat, and Jonah concedes and accepts that the storm has been sent by God in light of his sin. Jonah informs the sailors that they must sacrifice him for the storm to stop, and he is thrown overboard and swallowed by a giant fish sent by God. While inside this fish, Jonah calls on the Lord for deliverance, but he doesn't confess his sin. After 3 days, he is spit out of the fish onto dry land. Despite his close encounter with death, the true state of Jonah's heart has not changed. The entire city of Nineveh ends up repenting in response to Jonah's preaching, and God forgives them. But instead of being joyful about their salvation, Jonah is upset and angry. He doesn't think they deserve mercy, and he wants God to destroy the city. Still, God shows patience to this arrogant prophet and seeks to help him understand his own heart. As a teaching lesson, God causes a plant to grow and provide much needed shade for Jonah in the heat, but then he causes the plant to die. When Jonah is furious about the death of this plant, God points out that Jonah cares more about one plant than thousands of people. God says, "You had compassion on the plant for which you did not work and which you did not cause to grow, which came up overnight and perished overnight. Should I not have compassion on Nineveh, the great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons?" And then the book ends. This account of Jonah leaves us hanging because it's meant to lead us to go deeper and examine our own hearts. Can we accept that God loves our enemies? Do we resent the mercy God extends to those who have hurt us? Do we consider ourselves better than others, more deserving of God's grace and compassion? Maybe something really hard has happened to you, and I'm in no way suggesting you just forget and move on. It's important to acknowledge your experiences and pain. But as the saying goes, bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It just hurts us. The only path to freedom is through forgiveness and love. If we want power to forgive, we must go to the cross of Christ. We were all once enemies of God. In our sin, we did not love God or worship Him. And while we were still His enemies, God extended mercy to us. Jesus gave His life for us. In Jonah's time, the sea he was thrown into was a symbol of death. But Jesus was swallowed up by literal death, buried in the grave for 3 days. When Jesus rose from the dead, he made a way for people from all nations to be brought into his family, pouring out lavish and undeserved mercy on them. Because we have received an abundance of God's mercy, we can show mercy to others. What does this look like played out? Well, let's look at how Jesus forgave. 1 Peter 2:23 says this of Christ. While being abusively insulted, he did not insult in return. While suffering, he did not threaten, but kept entrusting himself to the one who judges righteously. He kept entrusting himself to the one who judges righteously. So while he was suffering, Jesus entrusted the situation to God the Father. This means that Jesus trusted that God would handle it. He would either repay the wrongdoer justly, or he would forgive because the punishment would be taken by Jesus himself on the cross. One commentator explains the application of the verse this way. We seek for wrongdoers not forgiveness without cost, which is impossible in God's just universe, but forgiveness paid for by the great cost of the blood of Christ. God isn't asking you to let wrongs go unpunished. He's asking you to entrust judgment of these wrongs to Him. He's asking you to trust that they will be paid for, either by the person themselves if they are not saved, or with the blood of Jesus, the same blood that covered all of your sins. Let's return back to Corrie Ten Boom's story. Corrie is standing in front of the soldier at a loss for how to move forward. Listen to how Corrie describes what happens next. "Jesus, help me," I prayed silently. "I can lift my hand. I can do that much. You supply the feeling." And so woodenly, mechanically, I thrust my hand into the one stretched out to me. And as I did, an incredible thing took place. The current started in my shoulder, raced down my arm, sprang into our joined hands, and then this healing warmth seemed to flood my whole being, bringing tears to my eyes. "I forgive you, brother," I cried with all my heart. Corey was able to forgive because she entrusted her pain with Jesus and asked him for the power to forgive. Take a moment to reflect. In your own life, is there someone you are angry at? If you feel led, take a moment to go to God now and entrust the situation to him. Surrender judgment into his hands. Ask him for the power to forgive. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for the forgiveness and mercy he has lavished upon us all.
To encounter and let go of the things that I thought I knew. To understand.